Prologue.
Jerkny Vroon Farlord El Nix, unrivaled sovereign of the Empire, the young man feared as the Fresh Blood Emperor, examined his acting for errors. He was confident his bearing and smile had made a good impression. There were no problems. Nobles had a way with that sort of psychological manipulation. As the Emperor, Jerkneve had these teachings pounded into him since he had first become aware of the world around him. So his mastery was great enough that no one could see through his facade at a glance. To his guests, he should have appeared as nothing more than a friendly young man. It was important to put guests at ease. Observing the mind of someone wrapped in robes of suspicion was difficult. But, by tugging the threads of trust and goodwill, those layers could be removed one by one until their heart was laid bare. Naturally, he skillfully hid all his machinations beneath the smile of a gentleman who wholeheartedly welcomed the arrival of his guests. He was currently receiving two dark elves who'd barged into the Imperial Castle riding a dragon. He had never met anyone whose appearance matched their true power so poorly. The death toll from the fissures the girl with the staff had caused was 117. That included 40 Imperial guards, 60 knights, 8 arcane casters, 8 faith casters, plus one more. A shocking loss. As the knights were the ones protecting the palace, they were elite, but losing them was possible to ignore. In adventurer terms, they were silver rank. The next generation was receiving a complete education, so he had no doubt more knights of their level would appear. Next came the guards. They were the cream of the crop, cultivated with an eye on the Empire's future. It stung to lose half his gold rank equivalents all at once. On top of that, they had been clad in magic armor that had taken a great deal of time for the many Ministry of Magic casters mobilized for the purpose to make. Those suits of armor were worth more than their weight in gold. What hurt the most, though, was the loss of the last person. One of the strongest knights in the Empire, Unshakable Nazami Inek. He said he was simply mimicking a warrior he had once seen, but his defense-oriented style of fighting with a two-handed shield made him known as the toughest knight, even compared to the 4 strongest. At the point where an individual's valor surpassed 100 soldiers, simply saying that the death of an immensely powerful warrior was a loss wouldn't cut it. It was entirely possible that the Empire's military might have taken a precipitous drop. Honestly, Jerkneve wanted to douse these dark elves in water or something and chase them away, but he wasn't about to believe that would work on these killers. He wasn't sure if they had come with the purpose of giving a demonstration of their power, but his only choice was to welcome them with a smile. He wasn't going to let them have the upper hand entirely, however. Jerkneve watched every move the children in front of him made. One could learn so much from the most minute details. Jerkneve's senses were so keen, he had once discerned that a noble loyal to him and a hostile noble were secretly plotting together from nothing more than a smell of the same spice in the air. He took a close look to see if he could notice anything. Clothes. Looks. These messengers from Einzel Gone, the dark elves who had barged into his palace, had extremely pleasant features and would no doubt fascinate the opposite sex in the future.
Those skinny little bodies, all those faces they're making. No matter how you look at them, they're just kids. Anyone who didn't understand the situation would grin awkwardly if they were told that these two are messengers.
The qualifications for envoys responsible for a country, diplomats, were many and varied, and appearance was critical. Representatives who didn't look the part could cause trouble for their homeland.
Einzel Gone should know that much, so why did he send these dark elves, who would be so easy to make light of?
Jerkneve spun the gears of his brain into motion.
What comes to mind is a demonstration. He knew we would underestimate them, and that would give him a way to show us a bit of his power. The larger the gap from the impression they make, the greater shock we'd feel. But then, wouldn't riding in on a dragon have the opposite effect? A dragon is...